thinking of you. What am I sad or where I for day if no be you? I want you to take your time and say that to your Father. You know, many times we say words that we don't mean, but I want you to mean it from the depth of your heart, from the depth of your heart. Let me tell you, the testimony that bettered this song, the testimony that bettered this song. You see, we were traveling from Aba, Uyo, we're traveling from Uyo to Enugu, and they just started shooting. These Igbo people, they just came on and started shooting. And before us, you know, the military men who were supposed to help us or guide us, they ran away. So who do we hold on to? You sure? One of my backup singers since then, she ran away. She's no longer in the band. She ran, no excuse. Because of the fear that gripped her from what happened that day, she says she know they travel again. Hallelujah. Amen. So, then God told me, I'm your Jehovah Ikenga. I kept hearing it. And when we went back to the car, after God saved us, I was sharing the testimony. I was sharing the song with you. And I said, this song, this word is not a word. It's a song that God has given. And I don't take it for granted. Jehovah Ikenga, my defender, my warrior. You think you can pray? Huh? If you know what the Spirit of God is doing for you, even when you are sleeping. Huh? Even when you are sleeping. If you know what the Spirit of God is doing for all of us, fighting our battles, unseen battles. If you see what is going on in the Spirit, just 1 second, you will appreciate God for your life and destiny. So I want you to sing this song from the depth of your heart. And so God came through for us. God came through for us. Some people thought that we died, they will not see the next day. But we passed through that siege unhurt. I want you to lift your voice and tell me, if no be you, wait in my side, oh, where I for dead, if no be you, if no be you, oh, wait in my side, oh, where I for dead, if no be you. Lift your voice and let me hear you.
If no be you, wait in my side, oh, where I for dead, if no be you.
Open them out and say, Lord, if no be you, Father, wait in my side, wait in my side, wait in my side, I am a castle, I am a. Strings. I want you to open your mouth. Let God hear the hearts cry. Let him hear your hearts worship. Your heartfelt worship. Open your mouth. Shout out. He's always there. Our strong tower. Our strong tower. Rekatekateka. Lesekete. Rekoshika. Elisha, where I found him. In the beauty, yale kosere, yale kosete, yale shete, yale shete. Can your father hear your voice? Can your father hear you? If not be you, yeah. If not be you, sing it louder. Come on. Jehovah Ikengamo, Jehovah Ikengamo, defender, my warrior, Ikengamo. Can we say, Jehovah Ikengamo, hey, Jehovah Ikengamo, my defender, my warrior, my warrior. Just with a keyboard and the acoustic guitar. You're going to say, let your father hear you that you're grateful. We are grateful. Are you not grateful? I'm grateful. I'm aware that some people cannot turn their back on the bed. They are just there, lying down. They cannot move because their bone has problem. But you are standing and lifting your hands. If not for Jehovah, your warrior, your defender, where would you have been? Open your mouth, Jehovah. To him, defender. Only you deserve my praise, Baba. Only you deserves my praise.
praise. Open your mouth and let him know. Only you deserves my praise, Abba. Come on. Only you. Only you deserves my praise. Hey, Yakasha. Hayashele. Hayanakate. Only you deserves my praise. Deserves my praise. Something about God. You see, there's something about a Luciferian spirit. Huh? It's not only when you rebel against the person that has been good to you. Eh? That is the character of a Luciferian spirit. You know, when you are not grateful for where you are. You see, one of the first characteristics of true worship and true worshipers is gratitude. 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 The person that broke your heart, you need to go and thank God for him. Because you don't know why God did that. The person that made your heart, he did. I know of a lot of workers who have rebelled against their Oga. Not because they want to do that, but because there's something in man that makes him ungrateful. You see people that you have helped for many years, suddenly one small thing, they forget the 99 good. Ingratitude. But see, we came to say, Father, no matter what we are going through, only you deserve my praise. Because anytime you complain, anytime you complain, you do what? You give the devil worship. And we don't want to have two altars. Anytime you're ungrateful, you give the devil worship. Anytime you complain, you give the devil worship. That's why whatever is happening in Nigeria, we are grateful. Because from glory to glory, we keep increasing. Let me tell you, if they send a bag of rice, it's going to be 1 million today. You know what God wants us to get to? Where God wants us to get to? No matter the high price of things, they are growing. The dollar is growing. In Jesus' name, naira is also growing. Amen? Eh? Everything is growing. Our children that we gave birth to 13 years ago, they have all grown. Everything is growing. Are you the same way? We are all growing. So, but this is what God wants us to do and to understand. Anytime anything is going on, just be grateful. Because your gratitude is an altar against the negativity of life. Be grateful. And as we're going to sing one more time, you know, I know that God will make a lot of people grow here. After this meeting, you will just be growing spiritually, physically, financially. Because I told you earlier that worship and wealth, and that's why they go together. And that's why God said, Lucifer said to Jesus, if you will worship me, I will give you all the wealth, all the glory of this world. All the glory. So he was ready to exchange the glory of this world for worship. There's something in worship that is more than the glory of this world. Don't you wonder? I will use only Dubai as an example. Those of you who have been traveling, they say you should take Dubai. The devil said, take Dubai. Worship me, I'll give you Dubai. I know a lot of people will just do that immediately. But let me tell you, the spirit of worship inside of you is more than the whole glory of this world. And that's why the devil was looking for it. He was looking for it desperately. He said to Jesus, if you will bow down and worship me, all the glory of this world, I'll give it to you. It means that the spirit of worship you are carrying is more than all the wealth of this world. Only you deserve my praise. In the next 1 minute, we're going to shout and stand and jump and sing that part radically. Only you deserve my praise, Baba. Hey!
Only you deserve.
God in heaven. We are the grateful generation. We are the people that will not remind God about Satan. Because the truth is that God missed Satan. He missed that guy. He was a great worshiper. Some of the script is still in heaven. Nobody has tapped into those scripts that he was singing to God. But this generation will do more. We'll do more. We will not be ungrateful people. Thank you, Father. That's why I was asking God a question one time. Why don't you just kill this guy and let all of us have peace in this world? You know why? Because he had the opportunity to even meet with God again in the book of Job. And instead of telling God, I'm sorry, Father, restore me to my position, he started looking for fault in another person. Haba, for us, this wahala where we go through for this world. Just simple, I'm sorry. You know why I know that God will forgive him? He said, my mercies endureth forever. So, he had the opportunity to come before God in the book of Job. And he said to God, have you seen your son, this one that is righteous? It's because you put a hedge around him. That's why nothing has happened to him. Give me the opportunity to deal with him. Can you imagine? Evil heart. When you are supposed to be saying, Father, sorry for what happened in heaven. Forgive me, restore me to my position, and all this wahala for finish. So, and that's why on earth we need to be careful. Because if in a pure heaven, Satan can think evil, in a pure heaven, what about earth? In a pure heaven, sir, this is the question I usually ask God, but I've not gotten an answer. I said, Baba, in a pure heaven, who corrupted the heart of Satan? He wanted to exalt himself against above the heights of our Father. Want to checkmate our Father. Haba, who gave him that kind of heart? Another devil did it. So in the world, we need to be careful. That's why we walk gently with him. We walk discerning with him. We walk, prayerfully with him. Because we can't get to perfection in this world. Our perfection is in him. You must understand that. And that's why, if you think you know too much, God will, one spirit of error will just come. So, all of us, we have an approach view. Nobody has it all. Every knowledge where you hear today. Everything where you hear. Both from our fathers of faith, and both the upcoming generation, the new breed, is an approach view. We don't know it all. Because God will not give you to know it all. And that's why even as close as Moses was to God, he didn't show him his face. He showed him his back. He said, look at my back. If a man can see the back of God and write the beginning, what about the generation that beholds his face? Beholds his face. We are to do better. Young people in this generation, we are to do better. Because he has called us the generation that seek his face. If a man's the face of God and God showed him his back and is able to write the beginning, Genesis down to Deuteronomy, then what about you? That's always beholding his face and the generation of those who seek his face. Him no be you, where my side, oh, where I for day, him no. And that's why out of this meeting, some of you will carry record-breaking ideas to your generation. You know, this keyboard, those who produce this keyboard, they got to a frequency in the realm of the spirit. This microphone, this camera, If you store things inside this camera for 1,000 years, go back to it. If you store it very well, you will still see the information there. They got to a realm in God. Some of them are not good worshippers of our God. Some of them just meditate, and God connected through meditation to a realm. And so we that behold the face of God, we are supposed to do better. There's a woman I know from one Senate president one time. I was invited to minister, and God just opened my eyes, and I saw that the husband was under bondage. And you know what happened? A young lady who desired the man went to ask the herbalist, sir, to give him powder to rub on his face, to do incantation on the powder, so that he can attract this person. A married man with 3 children. And suddenly, she knows that the man always goes to Transcorp. She went to position herself. And immediately, that powder, the herbalist gave her that powder. And she positioned herself, and something happened. And the man, the heart of the man, got attracted to her. Sir, within 1 month, the man bought her a private, a Prado Jeep, and got her a house in Asokoro. Just 1 month. Let me tell you, you see, that power that the herbalist used is a corrupt one. All power belongs to God. But let me explain so that you don't misinterpret me. You see, that one is the one that fell from the table. The match on it is corrupted already. It's like the crumbs from your table. When you are eating, the ones you will not even give to dog, that one that they have matched already. So somebody picked it from the ground and rub it on the face and can attract such level of favor. It's just that it does not live long. That's the difference. That one will fade away. And when the repercussion comes, it will leave you worse. But the power of God changes from glory to glory to glory to glory. So this is where I'm going. If that woman can rub that incantation powder on her face, and somebody will be attracted to her. And the man was moving money until revelation came and he was delivered. Sir, the man was moving anything the girl said. He would say, I need, buy me, get me a shop. Get me a shop. The man will give her the shop. He said, get me a car. The man was just running up and down to please her. Why? Because of faded glory. Because of what? Corrupted power. What about you who behold the glory, the real glory of God? I want you to get angry. Get angry. In the next 3 minutes, we're going to take this song. We're going to get angry. Oh, you're going to get angry. You're going to get angry. Get angry and talk to God. I said, behold your face. Let my life not be saved. Hush. Hush. Listen to me. Listen to me. 2 things. You will say to God, I said, behold your face. Let my life not be same again. As my generation. You're going to open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth. Only you deserve my praise. 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 Chinke ne nyemaka, chinke ne mema. Only you deserve. So my soul longs for you. You're going to say it louder, passionately. So my soul longs for you. In a dry and thirsty life.
My soul
longs for you. Longs for you. My soul. My soul, loves for you. My soul. In a dry and thirsty land where nothing satisfies, my soul looks to you. Say it louder to him. How do you need him? Ah, more of you, Jesus. More of you in our lives. We long for you. We long for you. We want you more. We love you, Jesus. My soul.
My soul.
My soul.
My soul.
My soul. In a dry and thirsty land, can we say it together?
My soul longs for you.
Can we say the other part? When nothing satisfies, come on.
When nothing satisfies,
in a dry and thirsty land.
In a dry and thirsty land,
hey. In a dry and thirsty land,
my soul, my soul longs for you.
Shout it out, my soul,
my soul longs for you. My soul longs for you.
Hallelujah. Generation. You know why? God still calls me your generation. You see, because there's no time. In God is timelessness. Eternity lives in us. And so, for 36 years, the one who has kept me fresh is your Father. And see the way I'm jumping. Some people, you have not even seen 10 decades, one decade, but you are getting weak. May the Spirit of God in the house jack up your spirit. Activate your spirit. Because there's more. Say to somebody, there's more. There's more. There's more. There's more. Say, wake up. The Bible says, we are not slothful in business. First, the kingdom business. Number two, be fervent in spirit. Are you ready? We're gonna for the next 2 minutes, we're gonna shout radically. Hey, in a dry and thirsty land, come on, come on.
In a dry and thirsty land,
where nothing satisfies. My soul, 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 my soul,